So we're in the subject of a Ben Alam and the Mokum, and we're dealing with the two different levels of betochen, the betochen of Chayvus HaLevavos, which is whatever you, if you reach a level, whatever you ask Hashem will give you, which we said is that Tzadik Betoivro, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Tzadik Shabiksav. And then we have the betochen of Rashi, which is whatever happens you matabo ba'ava, and that we said is Rebbe Akiva, Tzadik Veralo, and that's Tzadik Baal Peh. That's what we got up to, right? And we said that where did Rebbe Akiva get the koiches to do what he did? He got that from Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean? So that's coming to explain how the first level of betochen, the hachana for the second level. You need both. It just depends on what stage of your growth and development, or what stage in history you deal with each one. So let's have a look and see. Moshe couldn't understand the Torah of Rebbe Akiva, and yet Rebbe Akiva tells his Talmidim that he got his Torah from Moshe. That we have to understand. So let's just finish off this paragraph here on the Kuf Ayin Aleph, and then we'll start the next section. Omar Ma'at Shita Sabatochan Arishayna Shal Pei Adam Rotech Yiske Lemilu Mishalis Liboim. We can now say that the first level of betochen, which is that a person who merits it will have all his desires fulfilled. Betochen Zehu Kli Umach Shel Chanechas Adam LeBitoch BaHashem. That's a vessel which mechanechs a person to have betochen in Hashem. Ulaachi Shekibul Chinuch Zeh. After he gets this chinuch, after he's had the gilui, and he sees for real and he has a track record with Hashem, we can now raise him up a new level. We can now take him to a higher level. We can now bring upon him terrible suffering, and he'll accept them b'simcha. If you have a relationship with your father, and you know that your father does everything for your best, and you have 2,000 years of relationship with him, and you know that everything he does is only for your good, and not because you deserve it, etc., etc., so the one day when he turns around and gives you a good punch, then you accept the b'simcha, because you know it's the same loving father that did all the miracles for you. Which means it's a lower level of betochen, the level of if you yiske, you'll get whatever you want. Then there's a high level of betochen, which on the basis of that understanding of who that us is, you're able to take all the patches as well with the same level of sin. It's actually the higher level. We always think, wow, you get yourself to a level, whatever your Hashem gives you, yeah? Rashi, whatever happens to you, you accept the simple. That's the lower level. We say now, no. The Chavis of Hoshita, that you get whatever you want if you're on the right level, that's a lower level. That's a Hachana. That's the 2,000 years of Torah, which prepares you for the 2,000 years of Exodus and Mashiach, where it's going to be dark, and you're going to love Hashem in the darkness. How can you love Hashem in the darkness? Because you have a track record of what your relationship with Hashem in the light was.
Now we've had these 2,000 years, we should only be using the
darkness. Anachanami. We're in the darkness. We're in the mamash, the last stages of the birth pangs, yeah? So then you hold on tight. Then you hold on tight. What helps a woman to go through those last few moments of birth, which are mamash, whatever? Yeah, is because she was thanking Hashem for the pregnancy, and she's got other children, and she knows how much Hashem loves and cares for whatever. She understands that this pain that she's going through is going to give birth to a child, so maybe she's prepared to go through it for simcha.
How does it relate to an individual though? Because it's really the individuals that start out of life with this relationship with God, and then in the end have the daughter. How can I relate to the 2,000 years?
Excellent question. I'm going to deal with it. You're going to take it out of the closet or bring it into the front. I mean, that's really Messiah. Ultimately. You're the Messiah. Every year you get together and you tell your children about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you tell them about the Makkos. Yeah? And every year we get together and we have Zman Matan Torah Seder. We come to our Sinai. And every year we sit in our Nana Kovit in our Sukkot and we relive the experience. As you go through the year, you have those times to charge up those batteries of the first level of the Tochen in order to be able to go through every Shabbos. Every Shabbos you get to sit in Olam Haba, in Olam Haba with your Abba, and you understand that gives you the courage to go through the next 6 days. And the year's built that way. Go have a look in the Sefer Chinuch. Why take a Sefer Chinuch? Must just say the pedagogical pieces of information that you need. In Tezlein, in Mitzvah Tezlein, The mitzvah not to break the bone of the Korban Pesach. Well, look at the nusach of the Sefer Chitkuk. Mamash dazzling. Dazzling. You ask, what do you have to do every year? No, so I believe in it. No, every year I've got to re-believe in it. Another 10 markers. No, Dan Sadeh came in. You know, I went to 3 years old. I haven't forgotten this song, my boy. Devil for the answers. Brilliant. Okay. Dwelling shall not nigla la Moshe, nigla ili with the kibbe the chavero. That which wasn't revealed to Moshe was revealed to the kibbe and his friend. Chamashim shayah bina nivra ba'ilam. There are 50 levels of bina. I'm just going to translate bina now very, very crudely as understanding. You know what it means, but for our purposes, let's not get technical. Kulam nitnei l'moshe chase echad. All 50 were given to Moshe except for one. It means Moshe got to the 49th level of bina, the 49th share bina. Shenema v'tichsaro ma'at me'elokim. He was lacking a little bit of his appreciation of God. With Moshe's clear perspective and ability to see Hashem upon him upon him, he is not able to get to the 50th level. The 50th level is Hashem himself. To get to the 50th level, you actually have to be Hashem. This question of how can there be a thing in the world called Tzadik V'ra Lo and Rosh V'Tov Lo can't live in the world of the Shari Hamishi. Because in the Harish Hamishi it's all Kulu Emes, it's all Hashem. You can only see into the 50th level via a mask, via a shield. Dafka mitoik chashekes hayesurim she'over Rebbe Akiva nizgale lo shara hanun. There's nama dvorim shenigla l'moish shenigla Rebbe Akiva chaveirov. That which Moshe Rabbeinu himself was unable to appreciate because he had such blinding clarity that this aspect of Tzadik V'ra Lo Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. He couldn't go into the 50th level and understand it because in Moshe Rabbeinu's clear perspective it's not shaykh then. But Rabbi Akiva, who's looking at the world through filters of darkness in Yisurim, he's able to grasp that level. Which means sometimes the filter enables you to see something, where if you're looking at it without the filter, you can't. You want to look at the sun. Moshe Rabbeinu can't look at the sun. You know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have filters. He sees everything in emet. Rabbi Akiva, he's got filters. So he can look at the sun and he can see the sun and appreciate what the sun is. When Moshe is sitting in the base midrash of Rabbi Akiva, he's trying to understand Rabbi Akiva's Shia, Hashem says to him, go back! Why? Moshe when he's sitting in the front row and he doesn't get it, so they move him back? What does it help? Is it some sort of demotion? What's Hashem telling Moshe? Go back!
The Hainu Shevadarga HaBahira She'atanim Tzabo.
He's telling him, in your level of clarity, with your level of understanding,
even beginners as Baklalia Meira,
that's what we call as Baklalia Meira, that Moshe Rabbeinu sees Hashem Mamash without any figurative influence, he sees it Mamash like it is.
V'hi beginners Torah Shebiksav, that's Torah Shebiksav, Shidova Dvar Hashem Agolu La'ayin Kol,
Sefer Torah is Hashem himself. You want to see Akosh Baruch Hu, take out a Sefer Torah, that's Hashem himself.
Ain Musa Shetzarik V'ralo.
There is no Musak of Tzadik V'ra Lo in the Torah.
Tzadik V'ra Lo all the Bechina is Torah Shabal Peh.
That's in the word of Torah Shabal Peh.
Bechina bo mitzad mekabla Torah.
That comes about as a fact of the people that are being mekabla the Torah have a lack of clarity. So for them there's room for a Tzadik V'ra Lo. But the Sefer Torah, Torah is Hashem, is Dvar Hashem. In the world of Hashem there's no Tzadik V'ra Lo. Everything's Tzadik V'toyv Lo Rasha V'ra Lo. How come we see a world that has Tzadik V'ra Lo in it? That's because of our lack of clarity. The famous Meisel, the big Tzadik of the Dad, when he was alive, so he always used to daven and protect the community from all the Zaylas and whatever. After he died, the Zaylas became Noira, so the new Rav went and he davened and whatever, and he came to me in a dream and he said, I just want to tell you something. While I was in the world, when there were bad things happening, they looked bad to me. They used to daven for Hashem to take them away. Now that I'm sitting up here, they don't look bad to me anymore, so how can I daven for Hashem to take them away? If they look bad where you are, you're daven. But I'm not davening to have them taken away because I can see the reality now. In the reality, they're good davening. So in the world of clarity, there's no bad. Because why? Because there is no bad. It's just in this world, it looks bad to us. Because we don't have a spekulari amen era. We don't see the emet. We're in a world of Torah Shabbat there. World of Torah Shabbat there. Our influences influence the Torah.
So we should really say that everything is bad and good. Well, that's the Mishnah.
The same way you say Tovah Meitiv, with the same Kabbalah, you should say Bruch Dayana Emet. So they all ask, why say Bruch Dayana Emet? If it's all good, just say Tovah Meitiv on everything. So they answer no, because to us it does look bad. God forbid somebody dies, that looks bad to us. You get a phone call from your bank manager, that looks bad. Yeah? Person staring clear at a Levaya, he can't say, I'm talking about making the same way as he did when the child was born. Because to us it looks bad. But we have to know when you're making the Dina MS that ultimately it really is all for the good. I mean, Hashem doesn't expect us to live in this world and live with the same simcha at the bris that we do at the Levaya, Rahman al Islam. Because where we're standing, it's bad. The child wants to be dying where we stand from, it's bad. But in the world of MS, it's the best thing that could have happened for everybody. We don't see it. So we make rock of the Lord, we see it. So what the Mishnah says, we have to remember that this is the same Hashem that gave the child to have it taken away. But you still make a Dina MS, you don't make a Torah Meitiv. Because of our perspective, that's what he's saying here. In Moshe Rabbeinu's world, he can't get to the 50th level. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, with his clarity, the 50th level, there is no Tzadik Varano. Rabbi Akiva, because he's seeing things through the filter of Torah Shabbat Peh, he can go to the 50th level. Because in the 50th level, Rabbi Akiva can understand Tzadik Varano, even in the 50th level. I'm not saying we understand all this in its technical aspects of it, but it's got a sense of what we're talking about. Where does this aspect of Tzadik V'ra'lo enter into the Torah? From those that will makabel the Torah. Elohim ha'isofers va'itoyrim she'itroi b'nei chavive es toirasi ha'isofers she'enim ha'gufais. This understanding doesn't come from the goof of the Torah. It comes from what Rabbi Akiva was busy decorating the Torah with. What is this Tzadik V'ra'lo in the Torah that Rabbi Akiva is able to understand that Moshe is not? Those are the Ketorim that Rabbi Akiva is busy sitting and darshaning halachas from. The goof of the Torah itself, the ois itself, there's no room for Tzadik V'ra'lo. But in the additions, in the subsidiaries, yeah, which Rabbi Akiva is able to darshan from those tagim. So that Rabbi Akiva understands how to dash, and Moshe doesn't understand. He doesn't understand what there's room for this in the Torah for. Chaya Kosbok, Yoshua Kosbok, Yoshua Kosbok, Alayanam Kosbok, Adam Acha Echad Yeshua, Kiba Ben Yosef Shmosh, Asid Lidroish, or Kol Kites the Kites, Tilu Tilim Shalalachas. Why? It's Dafka because of the Kites the Kites. It's Dafka because of the pricks and the thorns and the suffering that Rabbi Akiva is going to go through, but he's going to be able to understand these tagim. Because he's in a massive of Tzadik V'ra'lo. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, are kosher to the goof, to the oath of the Torah. You can't understand the tagim because you're not dashing on called kites for kites. Because you're in a massive of Tzadik V'toivlo. Massive of Tzadik V'toivlo, you can never understand Tzadik V'ra'lo. Adam Echad Yesh. Adam Echad Yesh. Shosid Lidlush of called kites for kites, till it in the lochus. With a kivaru. Harav Shatorah Golos. Rabbi Akiva is the love of the Golos. Shatorah is a Yisurim, the Kabbalos, and Ba'ava Eloheim, a Kishutim Shatorah. What are these tagging, what are these Kishutim, these decorations of the Torah? Is the Kabbalos Ba'ava of Yisurim. Which is only Shaykh to Rabbi Akiva. Because in Torah Shabbat Ksav, you don't have this. And that's why Rabbi Akiva is going to come along with Torah Shabbat Peh and Daushan, the Halachas, out of those Katorim. Which Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand that Torah. In the 2,000 years of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us with open miracles and with mamash revealed love.
על ידי כך תזכדו ותזכדו שמי בקרבו. Hashem's name was raised and elevated and sanctified amongst Klal Yisrael. No, it's a Kiddush Shem Shemayim Begilut. There was a Kiddush Shem Shemayim Begilut. Everybody knew, come to the Beit HaMikdash, you see the Shechina. Ma baya? Mikan ve'elech, ba'afayim shleis Mashiach, hei megalim es avosom alai. After that, in the 2000 years of Mashiach, Klal Yisrael will reveal their love for me. In the 2000 years of Torah, Hashem revealed his love for the Jewish people. We get to reciprocate now. על ידי כך שכל מה שאני מביא עליהם הם מקבלים בשמחה. The Klal Yisrael will reveal their love for me, how? By showing with every Kabbalah Sayyusurim Ba'ava how much they love me. הם מגלים את אויס האב הנסתרת הנמצאת בשיחוך סגולה והם מקדשים משיב בסייסה. They will מקדש my name when I'm hiding. And they will מגלה ultimately how much I really love them. The first 2,000 years, Hashem shows us how much He loves us. Right? Then He gives us an opportunity to go on to an even higher level, to show how much we love Him. Now, when He's just pouring out love for you and He's just giving you everything you want, it's very hard to show that you really love Him. When He takes everything away, you can now love Him a love which is shelo tolo b'dover. You don't love Hashem because He's giving you anything. You don't love Hashem. You love Hashem because you love Hashem. And if He takes away your lollipop, you still love Him. When he's just showering with lollipops, you're not going to love him. You can get your kids to do anything if you just shower them with enough stuff, right? Where do you really see the loyal son take everything away? So they still come visit. Yeah? So that's what, of course, Baruch Hu gave us the chance to do in these dark years. As it's a kuz of a chul and varigas of soros harugim alchus, lo yiriya matzias yitzadikim and dagosim shel soros harugim alchus lo yitzalab anes. The what was so special about the 10 tzaddikim that got killed? Millions of Jews have been killed. Why are they so special? Because they were the first ones that didn't use the koyach they had to save themselves with mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel went into the Shemayim to see whether he should or not. He could have wiped out the whole Roman army with one night. What's the problem? So he went into Shemayim and met Gabriel, and Gabriel said, no. Accept it. We're going into a new world now. In this new world, we're not going to use missing to save Jews. In this new world, Jews are going to have to show their love for Hashem in the middle of all the suffering. Avraham Avinu nitzel mekiv shan aish. Avraham gets thrown into a furnace and he comes down unscathed. Moshe Rabbeinu nitzel mecherev paroi. Almost the sword comes down on his neck and breaks. Daniel nitzel megoyev hareis. Ha'arios. Chananya mishol vazara nitzel mekiv shan aish. לכל צדיק הרחובו יחוי משנה דס מערוך את הטבע מצילוי כנראה אחרס וכפי שהסבר בהמשך. After that period of the tzaddikim getting saved by Nisim, we're going to a new world, a higher level. Now you're on a much higher level. Now you're not going to get saved in the fire. Now you're going to jump into the fire and you're going to get burnt. That's where you megala how much you love Hashem. When Avraham jumps into the fire, Hashem takes him out. That shows what? How much Hashem loves Avraham. When Avram jumps into the fire and gets burned, that's how much Avram loves Hashem. That's what we're going to begin to know. So, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll see a Hester Aliyah B'Darga. That's good. When you go into the world of Hester Ponim, you're actually going up a level. And that's the new level of B'Tochen, the Rashi level of B'Tochen, which is a higher level. The Chavis Halavodas' level is you get whatever you want. The higher level is you thank Hashem for whatever you get.